You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Glad you stopped by the Odyssey Good Life studio this Saturday. Every Saturday, noon to 1, lunch hour with The Good Life Guy. That's going to be fun. I have roots deep in the center of Pennsylvania. That's where my branch of the family tree began. An Amish country in the middle of Pennsylvania, if you've never seen it. Some of you have been up north of here at Hutchinson and around there and seen some, but it's just such a beautiful part of our country. And then I get a press release about a cheese purveyor. It's called Gootessa, G-O-O-T-E-S-S-A. And you go, what does that mean? Well, Good Eats. And then I got some samples, and I've been fighting the urge. I lost, but I still have two that we're going to open up here in the studio. And to tell us all about it is John Esch from Gootessa Cheese in Pennsylvania. John, welcome to The Good Life.
Hi, how are y'all?
You know, we're good. I'd almost sooner be sitting there on the farm with you looking at cows and caves and cheese being made.
It's a beautiful country.
Well, it is. I want to go way back. First, about you. What got you interested in cheese making, and what brought you to that part of the country?
I was born in Lancaster County, which is about 130 miles south of here. My parents relocated when I was 10 and started dairy farming, and just developed a passion for cows as a young lad. And with that, milk and sharp cheddar. I always loved a good sharp cheddar cheese. And then after my wife and I got married, my wife's name is Anna Mary, and had the three oldest children. And our dairy nutritionist, who was also a farmer at some point, had a farm accident. He went off, got a degree, and got into dairy nutrition. He kept urging me to think long-term with many herds, consolidating and getting going much larger, thousands of cows. He was asking, how are you going to keep the family on the farm? And kept urging me to think about that. So finally in 2001, we decided to connect with a cheesemaker in Lancaster County. And he was making a good sharp cheddar and an aged Colby.
Thanks.
That's how we got started, and from there, we started talking to some restaurants here in the Mid-Atlantic region, and they were urging us to build a cave here on the farm so that we could make European-style cheeses, the ones with the natural rinds, like a Stilton-style Blue, a Manchego, some Brie, like a Camembert. And that's why we built the cave, was so that we could reach these restaurants. But the main reason behind starting the business was to keep the family on the farm. And now we have three families that we are supporting, all young families. My nephew and his wife have the dairy herd now. my daughter and her husband and their two young children have the sheep. Then another Amish farm family has the goats about 30 miles from here.
Wow. It's a, well, I think I mentioned in one of our correspondents by email, the founder of our family name bought huge amounts of property in and around Blaine, all the way out to Altoona, a little bit further north, and he settled in Blaine, and that's where the family farm is, and it's still functioning under the guise of some Bauer generations, and they're still raising cattle, and they're still farming the old school way, and it's just it's so fun. I went back for a visit not long ago, and I've corresponded with the current generation a number of times, and pretty neat part of the country. Talk about Amish influence, about what it means to make old world style cheese in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Well, I've been studying some history, and I'm hoping that I will stumble upon an ancestor who was making cheese over in Switzerland, where my folks appear to have come from, Switzerland and France. And I'm really hoping I can find that, but have not found it yet. So first-generation cheesemaker and the influence of Amish and cheesemaking. So, again, first-generation, I've learned the hard way. We're trying different recipes, some that we have started the basics and then tweaked it based on the recommendations of the chefs that we work with. They were like, let's work on the texture of this cheese. This is good. We like the flavor, but let's work on the texture a bit. So we tweak it some, let it age, take it back to them, tweak it some more, and ended up with 19 different cheeses now. Got a little carried away there. We probably should have stayed at 10, but we're now at 19. And but the chefs have been really good at giving us good feedback, and generally speaking, these chefs are looking for a variety of species, a variety of textures, and a variety of intensities, and we try to deliver all three of these.
Well, I think it's so cool, and you know, this farm-to-table thing is so popular and should be, and you really, well, yeah, you, it's the epitome of farm to table when you farm in the traditional manner. And is it true you guys are still using horses and not manpower, or manpower instead of machinery?
Generally speaking, yes. There's we do use, when we say machinery, like we have the basic farm equipment that we take out to the fields, but it's horse drawn.
Yeah.
And in the cheese making, we have the cheese vat. But it's hand. We stir it by hand. We do have some agitation, but much of the work is done by hand. In the caves, we flip them by hand. We wash the wheels. We spray the wheels on a regular basis after we're flipping them. So, yes, much of it is hand labor.
It's so cool, and it's got to be labor intensive. And if you'd have asked me before you said 19 different cheeses, just from looking at the website, I would have guessed more than that. You've got a lot of products on the website, and I mean, and goodness, you've got all kinds of different categories of cheese, from the very soft, fresh goat cheese to some pretty firm. I'm trying to get the Pecorino open right now. How many people are actively involved in cheese production? I know that you get milk and things from some of your other farmers in the neighborhood, but how many people does it take to put together 19 cheeses and be able to not only support the restaurants that you serve, but people who are trying to gain access when you finally start selling online?
We have 5 cheesemakers that I lead. And then we have several people in marketing and sales, which, you know, talking about the Amish influence, it's one of our biggest challenges is on how to reach today's customer with our traditional values. Obviously, I can't drive there, but horse and buggy and many of them don't have the patience to wait on a letter by mail. So we have an office manager who does the email for me, and we do have a phone that we use. So all together, we have about 8 people employed, some part-time, some full-time, but it's about 8 full-time equivalent. And then during the gift basket season, which is a fair amount of our business, we do offer close to 30 gift assortments that we put together. And during that seasonal time, we do have them year-round, but of course, the busiest time of the year is November, December, close to Christmas. And then we have about 30 part-time seasonal people helping from here in the community. And it provides them with some Christmas money, but it allows us to get these orders out. There's something about December the 25th that most of these people seem to think it needs to arrive before then.
Well, I think
so
it's so cool.
We try hard to get everything out.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk about some of the products that are on the website. Have you started taking orders for people to order online yet? I know that was in the future.
We have, and that happened during the pandemic.
Yeah.
That we were working with about 75 restaurants, and of course with the pandemic and the shutdown, that dried up to just a handful almost overnight. We saw after a couple months, this is going to be really, this is going to be more long-term. So we hired someone from a local town to build a website, host the website for us. And that brought in quite a bit of business there for us during the pandemic, and we've kept it up since now, that retail aspect of the business.
Well, I admire your tenacity and your I don't know what the best way to put this. It would scare me to death to open a website to sell product that I have been making and selling to restaurants that I wouldn't be able to provide enough product, or heaven forbid, I'd build too much product and not have the sales. It's got to be an interesting part of your daily function at the cheese factory.
It is, and it's quite the challenge. For example, the soft cheeses, the brie, they have like a 4-week shelf life, and if we get that, we don't get enough supply built, then we'll have some unhappy customers. If we get too much, then it means we have to find a secondary market for that, which we have with some food banks. And then our longest aged cheese is our Mountain Valley Sharp Cheddar, 3.5 years.
Wow.
So that is a challenge to know now how much sharp cheddar we'll need for Christmas 2028.
Isn't that something? Well, we'll talk more about those products after this short break. I'm Guy Bauer. It's a Good Life. I'm talking to John Esch from Gutesse Cheese. I spell it only because I wash my mouth and I can't do a thing with it. Gootesa Cheese. And if you put a .com at the end of that, you can go learn more about John Esch, his family, and the family farmers who provide great milk and products and build some pretty cool cheeses. Quick break. We'll be right back. Got a lot more fun things and later in the program, too.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.